This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
The Because We Win team were in scintillating form over the weekend with winning picks across all the major European leagues. Instagram parlays cashing, dogs barking, and leans landing. No pressure then on Steve Wiss, Will White, and RJ, who aim to make sure bettors' balances continue to rise as we turn our attention to the action across the continent. This is Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League Edition. I'm Dan Roebuck. Round of 16, second leg fixtures are on the agenda. Just a reminder of the futures prices with BetRivers at the moment. Manchester City now plus 150 favourites. Real Madrid plus 450. They've been clipped in a little. Arsenal out to plus 650 after their draw with Porto. Bayern out to plus 800. Inter, who we all like, plus 1,000. Paris Saint-Germain stay the same at plus 1,200. Barcelona out to plus 2,000. Steve, any thoughts when it comes to the outrights at the minute? Is it pretty much as we thought it would be, given the results that we had over the course of the first legs?
Well, good day to you, Dan. Good day to you, RJ and Will. Let's hope we can have a really good show here and add to the profit that you mentioned. That Instagram parlay in particular was a pretty interesting one over the weekend. I think there was 93rd, 94th minute and 89th minute winners to get that cash in at plus 800. But Champions League. Back to the outright. Do you know what? The team that actually could be a smidgen of value is maybe Arsenal now. I would expect them to qualify against Porto. They just had an average night, didn't they, over there? Not an easy place to go. They should turn that around. So you might get a bit of value and just say they avoid Man City in the next round. Maybe you could get something there at plus 650. But, I'm very happy to be on Inter Milan. Their price has nearly halved by winning that first leg. And look, at the minute, it's really, I think it's just about avoiding Man City. Simple as that. If you can avoid that big dog for as long as you can, then you feel like you've got a chance of winning this competition.
RJ, Paris Saint-Germain, interesting for me. They stay the same, even though they won their first leg pretty comfortably. And then we've got this situation with Kylian Mbappe, where he's not playing all 90 minutes at the moment, was subbed off after 45 at the weekend. He, of course, has been shortened in the goal scorer market, the golden boot market, plus 450, because he did add to his tally in that first leg. Anything that stands out futures-wise as we head into the second legs for you?
No, I think I still fancy, Real Madrid, even though they've had, two draws in their last three matches. Like you say, though, PSG, well, without Mbappe, completely different team, right? If he's not on the pitch and playing full 90 or at least close to that, then kind of all bets are off, in my opinion, for that side. But like Steve said, as long as you avoid the big dog, if you will, in Man City, I think you do feel like you have a solid chance. Arsenal looks very strong. Big match tonight for them. Expect them to dominate. So it's all, honestly, at this point, whoever can stay healthy, whoever avoids Man City, I think we'll have a legitimate shot from that list. And I still stay Real Madrid, though, if I have to pick. A plus 450 now, right?
Yeah, plus 450. I mean, they've been nibbled out. Obviously, the price has changed because of the results from the first leg, and they did win away from home. We'll just want to ask you about the trend that you identified in the first leg round of 16. That was brilliant, and you mentioned that the past couple of years, this was the way to play it, and basically, it's under 2.5 goals. First leg round of 16, we had 7 out of 8, around about 6-point profit to level stakes. I mean, does the same rules apply to the second leg? Have you got anything that, bettors can sort of follow blindly over the course of these second legs?
Not necessarily when it comes to the totals. If you look at the past three seasons, there's been a pretty even split between the overs and unders in the second. In the second legs of the round of 16 ties, I think there were 5 of 8 last season and then 4 of 8 in the season before that and the season before that. So in terms of totals, I think, the idea that we're gonna be looking at cagey first legs where teams really don't want to be too open. That applies to the first leg, but obviously it doesn't apply to the second legs. Can we go the other way and look to blanket bet overs or look for more value in overs? Well, I don't think so either. The stats don't suggest that. And then also the lines do adjust, right? You know, the line makers are not stupid. They know that certain teams will need to be more open and more attacking to try and recover first leg deficits. And if we look at this card, we do have 8 of 6 ties where one team is ahead. And so the other team will need to look to come from behind. 3 of those teams are at home. So, you know, I think maybe what I'd look for is how much a line's adjusting for a team needing to win. We'll see. We'll talk about that a bit later with the Bayern tie, the Real Madrid Leipzig ties in particular. Have the lines adjusted enough or too much for a team needing to win?
In terms of the outrights, Will, anything interesting or strange happen with the lines? They look pretty good to you, pretty much as you expected, given those first leg results.
Yeah, I mean, my pick Bayern is not looking great right now. Their price has doubled, right, since that 1-0 loss away at Lazio. It shouldn't have doubled technically if you look at the fact they're still, you know, very short price to qualify, but they just look to be in turmoil. Tuchel's leaving at the end of the season. They're not performing in Bundesliga. They're drifting in the Asian market pre-match in every game. I mean, it's not looking good for Bayern. Plus 800, I probably wouldn't be attracted in there. But yeah, and Inter are looking very strong, aren't they? But their price reflects that finally.
Yeah, got to get over the line against Atleti as well. That's not this midweek, but the following midweek, of course, we've got 4 games to feature Tuesday and Wednesday, 2 apiece. All of them 3 p.m. Eastern kickoffs. Let's get some selections, shall we? Because we've got some picks in the Real Sociedad Paris Saint-Germain clash, which is Tuesday, 3 p.m. Real Sociedad here plus 160, Paris Saint-Germain plus 175. Of course, Paris won the first leg 2-0. They are very, very short to qualify, and certainly will. When the draw was made, we were all getting a bit excited, thought we might get some value on Larreal to qualify. Well, we've got some now, haven't we? Because the plus 700 off the back of the defeat. I mean, they've just been in awful form, haven't they? You can see why the market makers are pricing this, I guess, as they have been. What's your take on this? And I know you've got a play in the game.
Yeah, I still quite fancy Real Sociedad here. I wouldn't put bettors off the plus 700. You know, that second goal really was a killer, wasn't it? But if you look at their games this far in the group stages of this competition, they've first of all, the atmosphere's been quite wild there, and the crowd really gets behind them, and it's going to be an intimidating atmosphere. But they've also performed on the pitch. You know, that 3-1 win versus Benfica really sticks in my mind during the group stages. They generated 3.41 XG in that game, and they absolutely thumped them. They were also quite dominant in the home game against Inter. They won the XG battle there. They only managed to draw. It was against a slightly rotated Inter team, but this is a great Inter team this season, and Real Sociedad with a better team there. PSG's record away in European competition is not strong. Over the last few years, particularly against the strongest sides, they've lost to the likes of Bayern, Real Madrid, City twice. They drew with Club Bruges, Leipzig and Benfica. This season, they got thumped in Newcastle. They lost in Milan and they drew in Dortmund. And their only wins over the past few seasons away from home in this competition have been against Juventus and Maccabi Haifa. So I fancy Real Sociedad here. I really like them on the draw no bet line. It was minus 112. It ticked down to minus 120 and it's back up at minus 118. Perhaps we'll get a better price tomorrow, although I can see money coming from Real Sociedad at the same time. Money came from them in the first leg. PSG drifted all the way out until a minus a half on the main Asian line pre-game. So, yeah, I really like Real Sociedad. Oyarzabal's back as well, so they're finally at full strength. I think, you know, you can look at their performances recently, particularly in La Liga, and say that they're not performing very well, but they've rotated a lot. They've had lots of injuries. They're finally back to full strength. PSG, on the other hand, Mbappe is clearly being, he will start and play 90 minutes in Champions League games for the remainder of the season. Luis Enrique has said that You know, PSG need to get used to playing without him, but that will be reserved purely for certain league games, for the experimentation where they're clearly going to win the league. But that won't be happening in Champions League. But still, you know, Danilo looks like he's out, so they'll probably have to go with Beraldo at the back. Only one clean sheet and five starts when he's started. So, yeah, Real Sociedad, draw no bet, minus 112 and plus 700 to qualify.
Interesting. Love that lean for the big price about Real Sociedad to qualify. I just want to get RJ's take on this. We have got another pick from Steve, but RJ, I think Will makes a really good point and one that I didn't really think about. I mean, if we're considering Inter as real live contenders for the title and real value here, well, Real Sociedad more than matched them, as Will was pointing out. I mean, their form has dropped off an awful lot. And I sort of half wanted maybe to get with Paris Saint-Germain at plus 175. What's your take just on who might go through and who might win this second leg, RJ?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think I might slightly disagree with Will, only because I have a hard time just not seeing PSG, you know, run through with their two-goal cushion that they had from the first leg. I think that's really the main reason. And Mbappe hasn't been very active on the field. I think he's just been, I think he's played 24 minutes and 38 minutes, and they're really saving him up for this match. I mean, they've disappointed enough over the last few years in the Champions League. And while I don't think they're likely to raise the trophy, I think as an organization, they're looking at him prior to his departure to just make one last, you know, hurrah, so to speak. And I have a hard time seeing Real Sociedad overcome their deficit, even at home. And I like Mbappe to score plus 112, I believe it is. I think he's been rested well enough where we'll see him come out and potentially expose this team. I mean, both sides are dealing with injuries, as Will alluded to. I won't dive into the specifics, but it's tough to see anything but a draw type stalemate here, in my opinion. But maybe 1-1 is on the cards. But yeah, this looks like PSG through to me.
Steve, what's your take on Mbappe? Plus 112 to score at any time. Will suggesting, and obviously those out of Paris suggesting, that he probably will play the 90 as far as Champions League games are concerned. But this is an odd situation domestically, isn't it?
Regarding Mbappe, I the minute I couldn't go near him because I just don't know what his state of mind is. I just don't know what the situation is with the manager, what his future is as well. So, I mean, certainly domestically, if you're going to back him to score any time, you might be only getting an hour for your money's worth. I mean, that golden hour is often enough, isn't it, with Kylian Mbappe? But at this point in time, well, if you're backing a goal scorer, you want reliability, you want consistency, you want assurances. So it's dangerous territory.
You've got a card to play in this one, Steve. Bit of an interesting diversion for yourself here. Talk us through it.
I nearly went with Will's pick as well. I like Real Sociedad on a draw no bet handicap or a zero Asian handicap here. No one's talking about this game. Really, everyone's presuming PSG are just going to easily go through and cakewalk it through to the quarterfinals. But I don't think the Spanish outfit, the Basque outfit, are going to go down without a fight. This is what I call a kitchen sink game for them. They are going to throw absolutely everything at it. Their whole season is on this game, really. They just got knocked out of the Spanish Cup. Don't know how they lose over two legs against Mallorca. That's a big blow. You know, they could have played their Basque rivals Bilbao in the final. So that was a bitter disappointment. They're not going to be qualifying for the Champions League this season. They're too far off. You know, they might well get into a European competition, but the edge has gone there. Their whole season rests on this. And they're not going to go. They're going to go down swinging, I think. And I would, you know, totally back them if I could trust them to score goals. They miss too many chances, we know that. But this atmosphere here is going to be, I think PSG are in for a massive fright. They have been terrible away from home in Europe this year. In these sort of atmospheres and arenas, you know, look at St. James's Park, look at the San Siro. They didn't even win the Dortmund game when it wasn't really anything at stake for Dortmund apart from the group winner. So I can't trust PSG away. I think they're going to come in here. If PSG were, if it was a draw, I think they'd play a lot better. The dynamics, I think, suit Sociedad that to do well. My bet for the game is on the cards. And I'm going to take over 2.5 Real Sociedad cards. -110, I think, is the price with Bet Rivers. I'd rather go for them individually because I think PSG, there might be players looking at, you know, avoiding suspension. And I just think the Spanish outfit are going to be far more committed. Everything's on the line. Like I said, Michael Oliver's the referee. Got an English referee here. And we know what he's like. He can get very funny, can't he, with matches. He doesn't give many reds out, but he does have games where he dishes stupid yellows. He did ref a Sociedad match early this season against Inter. He gave 3 cards each that night. And I think I could see something similar again. Like I said, Real Sociedad will not go down without a fight here. They are not going to have their tummies tickled. They'll give a committed performance. I think PSG will qualify. I think they'll qualify. I could see something like 2-1 here. I do quite like second half most goals as well, if you can ever get that market. But over 2.5 cards and, as I say, a massive fright for PSG.
Yeah, one thing I will just add there, I really like the overs cards bet there as well. By the way, I've got my mic finally turned on, so apologies for the poor sound quality earlier on. There's a word for this. There's a phrase for this in Spanish, for this kind of tie. They call it la remontada, which means the comeback. And if you open up the newspapers in Spain, Marca and the likes, Mundo Deportivo, Rory will have access to all of those. He'll get them out. He'll be having his cafe con leche in the morning, reading the newspapers. La remontada will be pasted over all of the Spanish sports newspapers tomorrow morning. And they'll all be talking about, there'll be a sense of foreboding about this, that they can come back, especially in that atmosphere. And yeah, I can see it happening.
Well, it should be an interesting game. I mean, I sort of tend to think along the lines of RJ, really. I think Paris Saint-Germain will go through. But I look at the prices sometimes and I just think they're a big price of +175. Real says you can't win a game at the moment. But we'll see who's right on Tuesday. Let's get to Bayern against Lazio, also Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, of course. And Bayern here, very, very short to win this second leg, -385, with Lazio over 10-1. Lazio RJ probably did a bit of a job on Bayern, didn't they? As you suggested, in fact, in the first leg, he had a really good play for us in the first leg that cashed here. But Bayern is still very, very short to qualify. Lazio are going to have to do something similar. I mean, I guess the game potentially will look and feel the same. I know that Bayern had a player sent off, but Lazio still had less possession than Bayern. Any sort of, you've swerved this one in terms of a pick, RJ, but any sort of angle that you were looking at in the return in Munich?
Yeah, well, this is a tough one, as you stated, with the price stretch so far. I think rightfully so, though, to be fair. Bayern's lost one match since August at home, even though they're down 1-0 from their red. Immobile scored that penalty, and you know, we did cash Lazio +1, but you know, they haven't lost a Champions League home match since 2020-2021 season, and they've made it to the quarterfinals in 11 out of the last 12 campaigns. So it kind of showcases their dominance and, you know, their recent performances, you know, a bit iffy, I think. But on the road, they're a completely different side than they are at home. They've shown that. They drew 2-2 to Freiburg on Friday. I think they'll make a few adjustments. They're going to have to. They'll be without Dayot Upamecano due to suspension, and Leroy Sané. You know, -360, it's obviously far too low to back. I think, honestly, I think I expect them to come out in advance. Lazio just on the road aren't the same side they are at home. Simply why I swerve this, and it should be an interesting match. I say get your popcorn ready on this one for sure.
Will, is it that now, that European knack that Bayern have that makes them very, very short, because their recent form hasn't been great? And RJ referenced their really good home record. Is that should get them over the line? Are we looking at historical stats when we shouldn't be, because recent form tells us they could be vulnerable?
Yeah, I think if this had been a few months ago, we'd be looking at an Asian line of minus, maybe even -2.25 on Bayern here. They've you know, at home in Europe, at home full stop, they are formidable. And it's really hard to conceptualize them not going through here. But there are really concerning signs there. And, you know, they were the worst team in the first leg. They've looked poor domestically recently. Tuchel, has he got the backing of the dressing room? Big names like Joshua Kimmich and Leon Goretzka, these guys, it feels like they're not really behind him. However, this is Champions League. Those guys are going to be massively up for this game. As RJ says, Lazio are not convincing on the road. The line's starting to drift towards -1.5. I think if it was -1.5, even money, I'd be interested in Bayern. If it were +1.75, even money Lazio, I'd be interested in Lazio. So I think the market's priced up correctly. One thing I was kind of interested in was both teams to score yes, but I was expecting to see it at plus money, and it's not. It's actually -107 currently. Hopefully that drifts on game day. But Lazio did generate 1.8 XG in the first leg. Bayern have conceded in the last seven. So yeah, both teams to score yes at plus money would be interesting. Bear in mind, Bayern have been drifting like a barge pretty much every match over the last few weeks. So I can see money coming for Lazio in Asia if it does get to that -1.75 line again. Bayern's injuries and suspensions, yeah, they're decimated, aren't they? They might have Sané back for this, but that's Coman, Gnabry. I mean, the Upamecano's out suspended. I mean, their injury list is crazy. If they can get Sané back, they might still start Tell? Who started?
Yeah, Matthias Tell, yeah.
Matthias Tell. It's a tough one, this game. I'm not really going to get involved other than maybe both teams to score yes if it drifts.
Yeah, musings from RJ and from Will, but we have got a pick from Steve in this one. Steve, what's your general thoughts and what's your play?
I think Bayern Munich will go through. And if I had the bollocks, I would take the -1.5 handicap here. But I can't trust Bayern enough. I really, let's be honest, that despite their absences, there is quite a big gulf in class between the two teams. Bayern are a lot better than Lazio. In the first leg, we got them in a bad spot. You know, we cashed on the under, and RJ had a really good pick on the +1. And but I think now, it's just like I said with the Real Sociedad game, this is a kitchen sink match for both teams, really, especially Bayern. Like, they're 10 points now behind Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. They're not going to claw that back. Their whole season rests on this competition. And whether the players and the fans are behind the manager or not, they know he's out of the door in the summer. I think just for professional pride, it's Bayern Munich. The atmosphere will be good. They will get behind the players for this match. And I think Bayern will deliver a committed performance. And I think they'll get the job done. And I think they're going to dominate territorially here, which is what leans me into my bet. And it's not often I get involved in the corners, but I'm looking at a corners handicap on Bayern Munich. It's a -3.5 corners handicap. Now, on the BetRivers site, this is when the corners starts at 0-3 in Lazio's favour. So basically, we're going to need Bayern Munich to have at least a gap of 4 corners over Lazio in this game. And the price is now -141. I wouldn't want to go more than that handicap. I wouldn't want to do a -4.5 corners handicap. But they should be on top throughout the whole game, constantly on the front foot. They average 7.2 corners for this season and just 2.3 against the Bayern Munich. They're that sort of team. In Europe as well, the numbers are pretty strong. Lazio only average 4.9 corners in Serie A, which is really low. And it's even lower in the Champions League. They're not a team that really tends to win that many corners. They might get a couple here, but I just don't see them really in Bayern territory that often. So, you know, whether Bayern convert their chances, whether they do cover the handicap, I don't know. But I think we're going to see quite a push. At some point in this game, they're going to be really pushing hard, which often leads to corners. So this one did stand out to me. As certainly an edge, and I think Bayern Munich 3-1, 2-0, I think they can do it in 90 minutes, but they're not the sort of team that you trust. So I would rather go into this side market corners handicap rather to get my bet for the game.
PropBet is the play when it comes to the Bayern Lazio game from the team. Wednesday, two fixtures. First up, Real Madrid versus Leipzig here, 3 p.m. Eastern, of course. Real Madrid minus 190 now. They've just shortened up a little bit. Leipzig are plus 500, the draw plus 350. Obviously, Real Madrid won the first leg away, so they're extremely short to qualify. I mean, again, Steve, when we look at sort of recent score lines with Real Madrid, they would suggest that they're not necessarily convincing. Is there an Asian line play potentially here with Real? Do you think they've, outside of that Girona win, they've only got over the line when they have got over the line by a goal? Do you see any money line, Asian line play here?
Yeah, I really wanted to get involved in this game, Dan, but something told me, a gut feeling told me to stay away. I've got a feeling that whatever I would put up would probably find a way of losing. Sometimes you have a gut feeling to stay away. And I mean, I like over three goals Asian. I like RB Leipzig plus one Asian. I wouldn't want to put off anyone back in Openda anytime, which was my bet in the first leg. I like RB Leipzig. I think they're a decent team. I think they can. It wouldn't shock me if they qualified. I'm quite low on Real Madrid, and I have been for a while. They just don't always perform that well, but they have a knack of getting results, don't they? They've got a manager who knows how to get the business done, and ultimately that's what's put me off. I just can't dare go against them. They're a machine in Europe in this competition, and ultimately I've got to respect that, but I would dearly love to take them on. I really would, Dan, but I'm going to stay away. Gun to my head, I think this can go to extra time.
But if he goes to extra time, I would suggest that Leipzig won't be plus 750 to qualify, which they are at the moment. I know that we've got one or two sort of futures, haven't we, hanging on Leipzig. So we're sort of hopeful on that sense. RJ has got a pick in this game, and we're focusing on not extra time, but the second half at least here, RJ.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. So I was looking through the statistics of this match, and like Steve said, he had a gut feeling. I had a little birdie on the shoulder that said, hey, take a look at this stat, because this is a standout one in this match. So as you stated, Real Madrid secured a 1-0 victory in the first leg thanks to a solo goal from Brahim Diaz. Despite that narrow win, I think it demonstrated, to Steve's point, that Leipzig has the capability to challenge Madrid in the second leg. I do believe it's doubtful, but I think they do have the capability. They have an impressive home record, unbeaten in 11 matches. Leipzig will be without Simakan due to suspension. One of the interesting stats here is Bellingham and Camavinga will need to be cautious, as they are at risk for suspension if booked. So Leipzig's lineup, like I said, without Simakan, I think Henrichs and Poulsen also face suspension risks if booked. So because of the nature, Real Madrid with that 1-0 cushion, that one goal cushion, and the risk for suspension for some key players, I expect somewhat of a cautious first half or more conservative first half. And I think looking at, recent form, they drew 2-2 against Valencia over the weekend. That's Real Madrid, obviously. And then Leipzig, on the other hand, had a 4-1 victory over, a pretty strong Bochum side, especially at home. So I think because of the nature of where we stand going into the second leg, the risk for suspension, and looking at the statistics so far in every Champions League match, both sides have seen more goal production in the second half in their respective matches. So I like the looks of over 1.5 goals in the second half at minus 130. It was one of the stronger standout plays from this round.
Over 1.5 goals in the second half, round about minus 130 at the minute. Well, just your thoughts on this one. There's a lot of noise around Real Madrid at the moment. I don't know what you thought about the goal that wasn't given for Jude Bellingham at the weekend. I thought that was fair enough. I don't know what they're complaining about. The whistle goes when the whistle goes. What's wrong with people these days? But they've the whole nonsense surrounding their TV channel and referees as well. I mean, I don't know if that has sort of emboldened them as a group. Not that they need it, Real Madrid. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think there's an element of that. I think what's going on with Vinicius as well, like the abuse that he's getting and the way that he's kind of confronting that. I think it's bringing them together, and they're quite formidable at the moment. I think Real Madrid, talking about controversial goals, that Leipzig offside goal that ended up being disallowed in the first leg, kind of the inevitable Real Madrid goal was coming after that, wasn't it? To take our, you know, our Leipzig plus a quarter pick on the first leg and turn it into a loser. That was frustrating. But my thoughts on this game, this is a game where I think the market is not factoring in the fact that Real Madrid don't need to win this game. They'll go through with a draw. They'd take a draw right now if you offered it to them, and they'd certainly take a one-goal win. So the line at plus one Leipzig is quite attractive, I think. My model has Leipzig plus 0.88 of a goal here, which I think is probably about right. But I just can't pull the trigger on Leipzig. Bellingham's back. He wasn't there for the first leg. I think that's big for them, even though Brahim has stepped up really well. I would probably consider backing Leipzig plus one if it were plus money. So hoping for a drift on game day, but that's my main angle would be, you know, Real Madrid would absolutely bite your arm off for a one goal victory. And I don't think the market's factoring that in. I think the chance of them winning by two is less than the chance of them not winning at all. So yeah, Leipzig plus one would be a lean for me.
It's one of them awful ones where you could just see Leipzig playing well, somehow failing to score. The keeper probably producing some saves again. Real get a goal, and then there's like a second goal in injury time to do you, and kind to deny like you even break, a push.
Yeah, a second goal in injury
It's a hard game to stomach putting some money on Leipzig, even though you just deep down you kind of know it's the right call, really value wise.
And I know if we tip up Leipzig here, we're in the comments. We're going to have everyone piling on it in the comments saying that we're not going to win this easy. And we'll look like idiots. Yeah. So, yeah, we probably shouldn't take the risk.
Manchester City versus Copenhagen is the other Wednesday game, 3 p.m. I mean, this looks done and dusted in terms of qualification. BetRivers damp priced this one up. No money buyers allowed. No offers. City to qualify 50-1 Copenhagen. And City minus 670 to win this second leg. In Manchester here. RJ's got a selection for us, and it's one that Nigel Seeley would be proud of here. Nigel was in Dubai at the weekend shouting at the hotel bar TV screen when City scored a third to scupper. He's under 3.5. But RJ, you're going to go under 3.5 here for a City game. Brave, you know, it's counterintuitive. It's brave, but I know that stats might suggest that it's probably the way to play. But, you know, you watch City play and you're sort of hanging on for a bit, aren't you? As Nigel was, and unfortunately he lost. Talk us through why you think under 3.5 is a good bet here.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those uncomfortable bets. And
this
I tell
is
you,
a
I
Will
wish
White
I was...
uncomfortable bet. This is definitely.
Yeah, shout out to Will for that. That's like his trademark, I feel like. It's turned out well for Will. But over the weekend, too, I wish I reversed roles with Nigel. He looked like he had some good scenery by the pool over there. And said we were here in New England with rain. So yeah, if Nigel's proud of me for this, that's great. Hope I can come through for everyone. But yeah, looking at under 3.5 goals at minus 115. Pep Guardiola praised his team after, you know, he said a really, really good first leg. Jacob Nystrom, the Copenhagen coach, acknowledged that it's going to be a challenge, right? Down 3-1, heading to Manchester, and emphasized that, you know, the quality of his team was there, but it just they failed, right? And I think, you know, looking at yesterday, Manchester City looked very strong in that second half, obviously with the 3-1 win over Manchester United. Phil Foden looked like he was, you know, had a great night's sleep. He looked unbelievable yesterday. I just expect here's why I'm leaning under here, right? Manchester City, they'll come home. They'll likely want to put on a show for the fans like they always do. They have a 2-goal buffer. They sit 1 point behind Liverpool with 62 points after 27 matches in the Premier League title race. I just have a hard time seeing Copenhagen getting the score sheet. I really do. I just don't know how I see anything other than a 2-0, 3-0. I do expect goals, right? I'm not saying that I don't think there'll be goals here, but I could see this be an uncomfortable 3-0 win, kind of sweating the under for a little bit. You know, Manchester City have unbeaten at home in UEFA Champions League in 21 matches, just again showcasing their dominance. So this will be uncomfortable. I'll likely just watch and maybe glance during the day. All right, yeah, 1-0 still. That's good. That's nice. And hope for some missed chances. Hope for some rotation at some point. Maybe, you know, 1-0 at halftime and get some rotation. Obviously, with Manchester City focused on the Premier League title race, there's no need to risk injury here. Kind of conserve their buffer. So, yeah, under 3.5, minus 115. Like Will sometimes says, uncomfortable bet, but a bet that I think, you know, I'll take the chances of not seeing four goals here.
I like this bet. I mean, Edison mistake led to the Copenhagen goal in the first leg. Marcus Rashford scored a worldie yesterday in the Manchester derby. It can't happen every single time. And at minus 115, but you know, when Foden makes it 2-0 and then Haaland gets a third with 8 minutes to go, you will be hanging on. Steve, what's your thoughts on this one? You're across Danish football. I mean, a lot of chat ahead of the first leg saying, look, you know, they haven't played, so they're ring rusty. I mean, what's their tactics going to be? Is it damage limitation? Have you got any angles for us here?
Well, I don't really have that much interest here. If I was going to have a pick on the game, it would be Man City double chance, maybe minus 1,000, something like that. I'm only joking, but the match has no interest for me. I think the big game for Man City is upcoming against Liverpool. That is an absolutely huge Premier League game for them. So they will want to sort of get the job done here with a minimum of fuss. You know, ideally for them in the second half, they want to be just keeping the ball, passing it around and not using up much energy. So they're kind of going to hope that Copenhagen come here and have kind of given up. That's what they're hoping. And there's a chance that attitude might happen, that there is damage limitation. They don't want to get pummeled on the big stage. But I mean, look, if I was Copenhagen manager, I would say, do you know what? Get stuck in, play dirty, have a right good go. And make them realize they're in a game. So, but I don't know if that's going to be the approach. So, look, I mean, Copenhagen are plus 107 to score a goal. Can they get on the score? Could they get a consolation? I mean, we hope not. I actually quite like this bet of RJ's as well, Dan. I think I'm proud of him for going for this under. You know, I am. It's RJ's natural is more of an over man. So, fair play for. For going for the under 3.5. I could see this being 2-0, 3-0.
There's a lot of good reasoning, and RJ also made the point about rotation, and you just mentioned that the Liverpool game's at the weekend. You know, Jurgen Klopp's probably on the phone to his Copenhagen counterpart saying, you make sure you get stuck in and leave a few on them. But look, this is City's 43rd game of the season, Will. They've been very busy in February. They snuck in a game that was rearranged. They keep on winning, Will. I mean, I don't know if you've got any sort of angles here at all. We can all sit and go, unders is a value call, but it's, you know, when we do these bets, the sample size is always one because, as you mentioned, the comments will come for us when Haaland's got a hat trick in the first 20 minutes. any angle in for you here?
Yeah, my instinct would normally be to go for the dog in this kind of setup. I'd be looking at Copenhagen plus 2.25. Ideally, it would be plus 2.5, but that would be my normal instinct, but there are lots of things putting me off that. First of all, how dominant City were in the first leg. It was incredible level of dominance. They won the XG battle 3.44 to 0.26, 13 shots on target, 79% possession. They were ridiculously dominant. So as a Copenhagen Asian handicap backer, you need to be hoping that City will take their foot off the gas, which they might do given the 3-1 lead and the fact that they've got a huge game against Liverpool at the weekend. Next kind of line of thinking is, who's going to start this game for City? Are the likes of Haaland, Kevin De Bruyne and Foden going to start here? I'd say probably two of the three will start. Maybe one of the three, but two of the three will start. And even if there is some rotation, the problem you've got as a Copenhagen backer is City, they've got no injuries at the moment. They are at complete full strength. So even if they rotate six or seven, you've got the likes of, well, I don't know if Jack Grealish is back. Maybe Grealish is out, but you've got the likes of, you know, Alvarez, Oscar Bob, the list goes on. You've got these guys coming in, Kovacic, Nunez. I mean, they're so deep, they're so healthy, and those guys will be raring to prove to Pep that they should be starting against Liverpool. So it's very uncomfortable for Copenhagen backers here. If I were looking to side with Copenhagen, I'd be looking for a drift on game day and looking to take them on the plus 2.5 handicap, meaning you get a full win at least if they lose by 2 goals. But most likely scoreline, probably 2-3-0 City. So unders is another kind of way of playing that kind of pro Copenhagen theme. Maybe a bit more value there, actually.
Going to be a fascinating game. I mean, in lots of ways, market says it's a dead rubber, but from a betting angle on the Asian line, on the underline, there's always something to look at from a betting point of view. Alvarez, incidentally, 20-1 to be top Champions League goalscorer. Did you mention that, Steve, back in December or earlier this season?
Yeah.
Did someone mention it? You know, I mean, as Will was saying, if he starts tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday even, you know, if he gets 2 or 3, he might be in the box seat.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's one of those where I mentioned it just in case Haaland got injured, really. Look, he's had a good Champions League campaign, and this is the sort of match where he should get 90 minutes, actually. And, you know, if they're in the mood, that he could fill his boots. He'll probably be on the penalties as well. This is the sort of match you've really got to wait for the lineup. So if you want to get involved with anything, I think.
Let's get some best bets before we wrap up. Steve, what's your best play for the Champions League round of 16, second leg for the four matches we've got this midweek?
The Bayern Munich corner handicap, -3.5 corners against Lazio.
RJ?
I am going to go with the Madrid-Leipzig second half over 1.5 at -130. I can't make an under my best bet, unfortunately, right now. Just can't do it. I like it, Will, though.
Will, you've only got one play for us, so it is.
It's La Remontada, Real Sociedad coming back, 2-0 down. The atmosphere is going to be crazy. I think they can get it done. But Asian handicap, draw no bet, -113 is the official play.
Rory would be proud of you. That wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League edition. Many thanks to Steve, Will and RJ. We're going to be back a little later this week. We're going to tackle the Europa League and the Conference League. So watch out for the best bets in that competition. For now, though, from all of us, it's goodbye.